You're listening to the Emboldened Entrepreneur Podcast, a podcast for the action takers, the doers, and the entrepreneurs who are making it happen. Have you ever had one of those days where you thought to yourself, I should start a podcast? And then maybe you pause and you don't do it because you think there's already too many podcasts out there. And why should you put another one in the mix, right? Funny enough, that's been me for the past over 2 years now. And I kept stopping myself from moving forward with creating a podcast because I kept thinking to myself, it's peak podcast. There's already too many. There can't possibly be space for my podcast, which of course is just my imposter syndrome speaking up, as we all have probably experienced at some point in our life, that sensation of feeling like a fraud and not wanting to move forward with something out of fear that there might be failure waiting for you on the other side. After being in this business now as a, what I refer to myself as, is a relationship marketing expert and strategist, I've been doing this now for about 12 years professionally, 15 years, if you count my college experience as well. And I have gone through it so many times over the years where I see something happen and I think, gosh, that would be something worth for me to jump on. And then I don't. I stop myself, as you have maybe stopped yourself before as well. But finally, I decided, you know what? Let's push forward. Let's do this. So welcome to the Emboldened Entrepreneur Podcast, a podcast for the action takers, the doers, and the entrepreneurs who are making shit happen. So I'm not a huge fan of having a podcast episode entirely dedicated to just me talking about me, because ultimately, I want this podcast to be about you and about your success in your business and how to get there. So I'll just do a real quick introduction on who I am for anyone who doesn't know me and has just stumbled onto this podcast for the first time. I am Allie Sanger. I am, as I mentioned, a relationship marketing expert and strategist, which for me, that is someone who prioritizes relationships and their marketing over sales. So often we find traditional sales tactics being utilized in marketing, and it often feels sleazy and cold. My preferred approach is to do everything from the perspective of how can I nurture this relationship? Because better relationships with your customers and clients result in long-term and recurring revenue, recurring sales, recurring client retainers, all that jazz. So I prioritize relationships first, always. To dive into what is relationship marketing even further and how you can tap into that, think back of your favorite restaurant in town. The one where every time you go into it, they know your order by heart. As soon as you walk in, they light up with a smile, they wave you over, and they immediately start asking you about your dog or your mom or your kids. These type of relationships that we've built with these stores or restaurants that we frequent are exactly why we keep going back. They cultivate that loyalty between you and that company. And we as business owners and entrepreneurs can tap into this same type of experience even if we are strictly in the online space. And to do so, we have to put our customers, our clients, and our potential customers and clients, those who aren't even working with us yet, we have to prioritize those relationships with them first. So you can't just post and ghost on social media or send an email once in a blue moon that only talks about a recent launch you've got going on. You have to take time out of your day to tap into connection, to tap into nurturing those relationships with these customers. To do that, you might ask questions in your social media posts and then take the time to respond to everyone as they respond to you. If you have a newer social media presence and maybe aren't getting a ton of comments yet, instead what you might choose to do is connect with those who are following you or go out and find people who seem to be within your ideal client. They are your dream clients. So you find them and you connect with them. In our emails, this is all about making sure that we're not just going in straight for the kill with our sales, that we're taking time to set the scene, to lay out a story, and to talk to our customers as if they're people. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, people buy from people. We don't tend to buy from that robotic voice on the other end of the computer. We prefer to have that human connection. And really, when we think back to the last year and a half now of a pandemic, the one thing so many people were missing was that human connection. And so as entrepreneurs and business owners, it's so important to make sure we're tapping into that. So important to make sure you're showing up as a human, authentically you, and raw, vulnerable, you know, not putting on a face, not putting on a mask, not hiding behind a computer screen, but instead showing up and tapping into a customer experience, a customer journey, and customer support that they're going to remember and they're going to want to share with others. And within the Emboldened Entrepreneur podcast, we're going to talk about ways that you can show up effectively for your business in a way that feels authentic and utilizes that relationship marketing aspect. So we're cultivating those relationships with our customers. We'll dive into ways that we can avoid burnout, because I have definitely been there before when I was still working a 9-to-5 job, coming home and then working a 5-to-9 or really 5-to-2 a.m. job on my own business, and then putting out 100-hour weeks to the point where afterwards, I couldn't even find the time just to shower. I want to help you avoid all of that and still have a successful business by leveraging the power of social media and tapping into community and cultivating relationships within your email list, your website, your social media channels, and any other marketing avenue you might be considering. But more importantly, I want you to feel emboldened and empowered in your business, because emboldened entrepreneurs embolden and empower other people. And every person who feels empowered to take action and empowered to show up authentically and empowered to be themselves is going to keep empowering another person, creating this cycle of empowerment. And as emboldened entrepreneurs, it's our job to show up and inspire and encourage and motivate others to take action. The same way we must do all of that for ourselves. So get ready for all of that and so much more in the Emboldened Entrepreneur podcast, where we're going to dive into marketing strategies, content strategies, community building strategies, business strategies, and all of that goodness. So if you have any questions whatsoever about showing up authentically for your business, showing up on social media, on your emails, in your group, anything along those lines, please head to supremelyyou.com/podcast and submit your questions there. I look forward to going on this journey with you and exploring this podcast. And, you know, I don't think peak podcast has quite hit yet. So if you're considering starting a podcast, stay tuned, because I'm going to be diving into what has been working for me and what hasn't been working for me. And I'm going to divulge all of that information so you can show up authentically on your own podcast if that's something you choose. Until next time, thank you so much for being here with me today. And please don't forget to subscribe or to connect with me on social media @SupremelyYou. See you again soon.